The county only millage rate in the unincorporated area, we are anticipating a reduction of 5.31 mills, which would be an approximate 30.79% decrease in the M&O operation. In the city, the incorporated areas, which is Toccoa, Martin, and Avalon, we're expecting a millage rate of 12.78, which is a decrease of 13.84%. Bear in mind that part of those numbers are there because we're actually pulling out the mills for emergency medical, fire, and solid waste. So you're going to see those pulled out of the M&O, and you're going to see those separate on your tax bill. With that being said, taking into account all of that, in the unincorporated area, we're expecting to provide the sales tax rollback for the first time in county history. Previously, that's not been provided. And the bottom line is, if you live in the unincorporated areas in Stevens County, you're going to see a net millage rate of about 1.35 mills less than last year's millage rate. And let's explain that, just to preface that. Again, of course, the millage rate won't be adopted until July. Things could change until then. But with that being said, the tax rate will be going down in the unincorporated areas. That doesn't mean the dollar amount's going to go down, because the governor is very likely not giving his rebate this year, and your values have gone up. So if the rate didn't go down, you'd be paying even more than you're paying now. But as far as the rate you're paying in the unincorporated area, it's less than last year.
Okay.
Let me emphasize that.